The last time the legislature did this, both maps were separately struck down by the state Supreme Court because they favored Republicans. Carol Kuhnholm of redistricting group Fair Districts PA says lawmakers can defend against that this time by shaking things up. For instance, they could reshape a few districts to reflect the state's growing Latino population. That may involve splitting some communities up, something Kuhnholm says is okay if it's kept to a minimum.
You know, if you just say, we're just going to split communities without thinking about it, that's a problem. But if you have a thoughtful reason that is making it more representative for communities to do that, we see no problem with that at all.
The panel in charge of state House and Senate districts says it needs a final map by mid-January. House Republicans say the first parts of the new congressional map could come out next month. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.